Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah, one step, one trait, one day at a time. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Jacqueline Sova, and this week we are focusing on the Midah of Kavod. Of all of the various tefillos that we say, arguably one of the most powerful and famous and meaningful for people is actually from a line in Devarim that has definitely had tremendous meaning throughout Jewish history is Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And there's so many mefarshim that help us understand the various approaches and depths of meaning. But I want to discuss Rashi. And Rashi explains that Hashem Elokeinu and Hashem Echad are referring to two different stages of Jewish history. Hashem Elokeinu is the stage that we're still in, and that's in a world where so many people do not recognize Hashem, but we, the Jewish people, not only recognize Hashem, we serve Hashem, we so appreciate this relationship with Hashem, and that's Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem, at this point in history, is our God, but God willing, there will be a time called Hashem Echad, where the entire world recognizes Hashem, as the Navi tells us, "Bayom hahu yiyah Hashem echad u'shmo echad." On that day, the whole world will recognize Hashem. We're not looking forward to a day where it's just the Jewish people. We're looking to a world where the whole world has a clarity that Hashem exists and His Torah is true, and that's Hashem echad. But what's special is that those first two words are Shema Yisrael. Listen, Jewish people, you have the opportunity. It's in your hands to transition us from Hashem Elokeinu to Hashem Echad. You're not just silent bystanders waiting and watching for history to unfold to move us from Hashem Elokeinu to Hashem Echad. You have a job, and your job is through every action that you do, in private and in public, to move us from Hashem Elokeinu to Hashem Echad. And the very next word of Shema is V'ahavta. V'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha, and you shall love Hashem your God. And the Gemara in Yuma says what that means is sheyehashim shemayim misahev al yadacha, that people should love Hashem through you, through the way you live your life, through the way that you treat people. It should inspire people to want to live a more godly, Torah-centered life. That people should say, "Wow, such a people, that's incredible." And that's really our jobs. Our jobs in Kavod Shemayim, our living lives, again, both in private and in public, is doing the right thing. Making a Kadesh Hashem means doing the right thing, even if no one's watching. And that moves the world closer to a place of Hashem Echad. We're told in Pirkei Avos, Kol Ma'asecha Yeyu L'Shem Shemayim. Everything that we do can be for Hashem. And this is really the greatness of Torah, is that, you know, it's not just the mitzvos themselves that obviously make a Kiddush Hashem. Every single thing that we do can actually be elevated to a mitzvah status. If you're about to work out, so you're going to work out anyways, but you can say to yourself right before you jump onto that treadmill or you go out the front door in your sneakers and say, "Hashem, I'm doing this for you to be healthy and to get energy." You just transformed something that would have just been a baseline exercise into a mitzvah. We're about to go to sleep. We're going to do that anyways. Hashem, I'm going to sleep to get energy to serve you better tomorrow. And now for the next X amount of hours, we just turn that entire thing into a mitzvah. And how amazing that you and I have the opportunity, even in private, when we do the right thing, in public, obviously when people are watching, to move the needle closer to the whole world's recognizing of Hashem. It's really amazing. So I want to end with the following Rambam, who says that a lot of people are driven to do mitzvos for the reward, that they want their olam haba to be significant. And so a lot of people do mitzvos in order to ensure that their olam haba is one that they'll be happy to get. But the Rambam continues, but someone who truly loves Hashem, a true ohev Hashem, is someone who oseh ha'emes mipnei shehu emes, does what's right because it's the right thing to do. If Hashem told me to do this, that's what I want to do. His ratzon's my will. Right, his ratzon is my ratzon, his will is my will, and to live a life aligned with Hashem, that's the greatest reward possible, says the Rambam. And essentially what he's saying is, it's true, there is reward that we're told we'll get in Olam Haba, but the greatest reward we can get is to live a life of Kavod Shemayim, to live a life where we're making a Kiddush Hashem, where people want to, you are doing the right thing, and you get other people to want to do the right thing. That is the ultimate honor in life. So perhaps one thing that we can do today. We can do one thing that we say, Hashem, asei l'man shemecha, I'm doing this for you. You're going to do it anyways. You're going to have lunch. You're going to go to sleep. Maybe you're going to have a schmooze with a friend. But right before you do it, you can just say, Hashem, I'm doing this to bring a smile to her face. I'm making this phone call to check in on how she's doing. Hashem, I'm going to eat this healthier lunch so I have better energy for the rest of the day. Whatever it is, you can choose to say, Hashem, asei l'man shemecha, I'm doing this for you. And then, Amir Tashem, let's hope that soon we move the needle from the existence of Hashem Elokeinu to Hashem Echad. Thank you for learning together.